This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. We've been talking for the past few weeks about the book of Job and the great lessons that can be learned about the problem, the very pressing problem for all of us, of human suffering. Can God be infinite? Can God be perfect in love and justice and still allow good men to suffer? Can he even allow evil men to suffer on this earth and still be good? We've been talking about the benefits of suffering and how this all fits together. We've talked about 8 benefits, and now we come to the 9th one. I hope that you've been with us for the study of those other 8. We don't have time, of course, today to repeat those. Our program is only 5 minutes. But the 9th great blessing from suffering is this, that the fact of actual suffering does not prove that God does not exist. Some atheists contend that the problem of suffering is crucially important because it proves that God does not exist. My friends, let me assure you that such is not the case. But atheists maintain that some of the constituent elements of the essential theological doctrine are logically contradictory of one another. That is, that God is loving and not loving. If he's loving, then he's not loving when he allows men to suffer. If such a charge were actually true, then it would follow that Christian theism is a false doctrine and Christianity would be false. However, the charge that God exists and evil exists are logically contradictory of one another is false. It is simply not true. As to the actual argument used by atheists in their efforts to prove that Christian theism involves a logical contradiction, perhaps the most precise presentation of it involves the following elements. 3 basic propositions of Christian theism, 2 additional propositions and some deductions using the propositions of 1 and 2. Now, this may sound somewhat technical, but we need to realize that what the atheists are saying, that is, university and college professors around the nation and around the world, especially in the world of Marxism, cannot prove that God does not exist. According to atheists, the 3 basic propositions of Christian theism are, 1, God is omnipotent, that is, he is all-powerful, able to accomplish anything that is subject to accomplishment. Secondly, God is omnibenevolent, that is, he is perfect in goodness. And 3, evil exists. Now, taking these 3 propositions, atheists say, first, that in order to remain a Christian theist, one must adhere, but cannot consistently adhere, to all 3 of these propositions. And secondly, that the conjunction, that is, the putting together of these 3 propositions, results in a logical contradiction. Now, logical contradiction is affirming and denying one and the same thing. It's like saying this ball is black all over and then saying it is false that this ball is black all over. And so you can see that the charge that Christianity involves a logical contradiction simply will not do. But quite significantly, atheists admit that the alleged contradiction that they think they see is not immediately, that is, from the 3 basic propositions, is not immediately evident. But it becomes evident, they admit, only when one brings into the picture some additional propositions, that is, some sort of quasi-logical rules which connect the term goodness, omnipotence, and evil. They thus develop 2 additional propositions. 4, number 4, good is opposed to evil in such a way that a good thing always eliminates evil as far as it can. And 5, there are no limits to what an omnipotent thing can do. From these 2 additional propositions, that is, propositions 4 and 5, atheists deduce still another proposition, proposition 6, that is, and it goes, a good omnipotent thing, that is, a being that is good and all-powerful, would eliminate evil completely. Then by a conjunction of propositions 1 and 2, the atheists set forth another, traditional as they style it, proposition, that a good omnipotent thing does exist. But our time is gone for today. We do not have the time to finish this point. I hope you'll be with us tomorrow as we continue our study of the book of Job. I'm glad you've been with us today. Until tomorrow, may God bless and keep you is my sincere prayer.